Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everybody, welcome. Shut up, Mel. We're trying to do the intro.
Listen
up, Max.
Sorry. I was gonna be like,
hey
Andy
guys,
and I,
welcome to
Andy and I showed up ready today. It's a joke. That's why I was
Mel has been the worst today. Hey guys, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host. That's fun to touch of the aforementioned podcast.
Very itchy.
And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio is my lovely wife, my co-host, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Producer Andy here.
Hey
Melissa
there.
Melissa got her top straight out of a paper towel dispenser in your local elementary school.
It's just as comfortable as a paper towel.
Here to dry your hands and scratch, really more the sandpaper.
Take off the top layer.
Take off the top
of
layer
skin.
Of skin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. You ever have to wipe with that? You ever run out and you like had to use a paper towel?
Gross, Dustin.
I didn't say, I meant wipe a countertop. What did you guys think? Get your minds out of the gutter. My local elementary school that I went to was a really bad elementary school. We had a lot of crime and a lot of issues.
It's since cleaned up quite a bit.
It's the nicest school I've ever seen. But Olympic View Elementary in Federal Way, Washington was a bad school in a tough part of town. Economic details are not important, but it was a rough school. So there were so many rules about my school, like that you had to change to stop. Like, for example, like couldn't bring pogs to school. Remember pogs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this before?
Yes. Because
the fights would break out because
it's gambling.
It's gambling.
Slambling.
So, okay.
Slambling.
Yeah. Slammer. That one was very common.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't ride a bike to school. Too many bike thefts. People got their bikes stolen.
And
I was talking to my friend.
They would just cut off the locks?
Huh?
Or
I don't know how they did it.
You couldn't
ride bikes to school.
No bikes.
No bikes to school. I remember I was just talking to, this was all affirms me. When I was in Tacoma, I had a coffee with my friend Quincy, who I went to school with, and who owns Campfire Coffee there in Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking. I was like, dude, you couldn't ride bikes. He's like, you couldn't ride bikes, man. It's crazy. And he was telling me about how like he got like a blue bike and he was riding it in the wrong neighborhood, you know, growing up. It was just stuff like that. Couldn't ride
Stuff
bikes.
You forget. Yeah.
So this is all going to tie together in a second. You could play tackle football. That went away because it led to too many fights. And then we switched to two-hand. That kept leading to fights because someone would hit you and then you'd fall down. That would lead to a fight. So we got to the point where you couldn't run with the football. That you would throw it and then you just have to stop. Because if
I
you touched anyone,
that.
Fights.
Oh, man.
But the other one that they did is kids were doing shady stuff in the stalls.
Okay.
So our stalls didn't have doors. There were no doors in our stalls.
Gosh.
So if you had to poop at school, you just had to hope nobody walked by.
This happened at our son's high school. They just started closing the bathrooms because people were like vaping.
Well, the vaping is crazy, yeah.
Various things. But you're like, you guys, you can't just close the bathrooms.
Can't just close the bathrooms.
there's like 3,000 high schoolers yeah. here. And they took the mirrors down.
Yeah.
The mirrors came down because selfies.
Yeah.
You know, it. You know, a lot of stuff is gone now.
You know what, though? It is interesting because crazy. They're making a calculation, and I don't, like, you don't, you forget how little you go to the bathroom when you're young.
You don't. You barely have to go all yeah. day.
Claire will tell us sometimes, our youngest, that she's like, I didn't go to the bathroom at all today. I was like, you've been to school for 7 hours.
Well, they're also not
3 hour drinking. Flight. I peed twice.
They're not drinking as much.
And as soon as I get off. Yeah.
They're not drinking coffee in the morning. They're not. I mean, they have a water bottle.
Yeah.
But we just had like a water fountain.
Yeah.
We had a water fountain. And so we could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though, you know, to the teachers.
He didn't use the water fountain in my school.
To the teacher's credit, you know, whenever you, we used to teach Sunday school. Every time you start the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody sit down. It's time for the lesson. Ten people have to go to the bathroom. We're like, we've been running around for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then everyone has to go to the bathroom once you're trying to teach for 10 minutes. And that's true in school, too.
As I say, you still teach in schools, art class. Yeah. But kids probably don't want to go pee during art class. They're like, hey, the cute art teacher's here. I don't have to. We got the, we're doing some art. We got a new face here.
What is surprising in like a fifth grade class these days is how many interruptions they have, because I'll teach like for an hour and the intercom will go off like twice.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. And then like four kids get pulled for like a special, you know, service or something. And then someone shows back up who's been out working with someone.
Yeah.
So it's like constant interruptions.
Yeah. Sounds like one of our kids. It's pretty crazy. Because you pull our kids out of school constantly.
No, I don't.
It's unbelievable, this one.
But I just, it's amazing.
Sometimes I think you're too involved as a mom.
I do not pull the kids out of school. I don't. You're dead.
It's unbelievable.
You're dead.
This, the audacity of this statement. This is crazy.
Well, they're not in orthodontia anymore.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Remember back monthly appointments.
Remember back when we were kids and you just went to school all day, every day, for the same hours every day?
Yeah. I do.
No early release. No late arrival. No late start.
No.
You were in school. You didn't have appointments very often because you were in school.
Our kids' high school has a minimum day now once a month.
Yeah.
That's a half day. And this year they started a late arrival every Friday morning, which ruins my Friday.
Honestly, you get more structure in homeschool these days. The hours are so unpredictable. It's like when we were kids, there would be like an early release week. There'd be a week of early releases.
Yeah, we have those too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, those
we have
are
a
also
conference week.
Yeah, we have those too. And it was a huge deal. You're like, dude, it's half day week. Oh, it's half day week.
I don't know if I had that at my school, but
yeah. Conference week, there was always some. Now, like, every school that we have, the kids all get out early on Tuesday. Everybody,
so,
elementary, high school.
K through 8,
yeah.
Our district,
yeah.
The kids have gotten out at 1:30, yeah, every day. Mm. I mean, and maybe if you pay for aftercare, that you're like, that doesn't affect me.
Right.
Because I pick up my kids at 6.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But
it's like they're trying to create more latchkey kids.
Yeah.
They're like, the problem is these kids are getting too much love and support in their life. We need to get them out even earlier before their parents get home.
I do think our kids' high school, in some ways, they're trying to act like a college. Mm-hmm. You know, they do semesters. And so like a whole year's worth of course loads in a semester.
Yeah. So they have frats, sororities.
Yeah. It's just like college.
Rush.
They only have 4 periods. So they only have 4 classes a semester, which is more like block style.
Yeah.
And so they're like, hey, you cannot have a 4th period and you can work.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, hey, you cannot have a 1st period and now you can't drive your siblings to school.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're like, that doesn't help me at all.
That doesn't help me in any way.
Now, so it's like, it's good because, you know, it's like more inclusive for different like paths but you're like, could you just be in school 8 to 3, please?
I would. I think you might pay for a private school just to get your kids to go from 8 to 2:30 every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 2:30. You're like, whatever religion it is. I don't, Catholic. It's always Catholic. They always have the private schools. Mormon, whatever.
They don't really do private school.
Wiccan.
But yeah.
Whatever it is, I'll pay to get you to go to school from 8 to 2:30. I just need the same schedule every day. And normal holidays, not a weird one, not a weird break. That's a little bit of our district thing in California thing.
We have
a two-week fall break.
Yeah, in October.
I'm telling you, there's more consistent scheduling and structure in homeschool than what some of these public schools are doing right now.
What's tough is our kids' high school has 4 finals weeks because they call them finals, but they're midterms.
Yeah.
So that means that week they have 2 minimum days and a day off on Friday. So that whole week. Yeah. Is like half days and then a free day. And you're like, this is really tough.
Yeah, it's a lot of details.
Tough. It's tough when you, it's okay if your kid's driving.
Yeah.
And they're kind of independent. But when you have 14 and 15 year olds who like need you and text you all day, you're like, stop. Just a full day.
Yeah.
8 to 2:30, please.
Brutal. It's so many details, and you just like look at
so many bell schedules.
You look at your calendar. I mean, I haven't consistently known what time my kid gets out of school in 10 years. I'm never
you
really
ask me
sure.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
Well, how could I know? Because they're like, it's 1:35 on Tuesdays, but it's 30 every other day of the week.
Yeah, no, right now it's swapped. It used to be 1:35 Tuesdays. Now it's 1:30 Tuesdays and 2:35.
Yeah.
All the other, it's a riddle.
Yeah.
They're trying to trick you.
They're trying to get your kid to get stranded once so they just know the feeling.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you going
to
do?
Mm-hmm. We used to have, for a long time, we had our kids at 2 schools. One dismissed at 1:32 on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
One dismissed at 1:35 on Tuesdays. They're in the same district.
Same district. Same school.
Yeah.
You listen. And all that being said, I'll still take it over Zoom school.
The riddle there is that you pick up the younger child first. That's how you pull that one off.
Really fun.
I don't know. So I guess our local junior college, a lot of those classes are online right now.
Why?
Because they're remodeling.
Oh, all right. This is boring. Guys, let me tell you about my shows.
I just learned that.
Yeah. Guys, I got a lot of shows coming up. Catch me in Boston this Friday. I think I'll go to Boston. Technically, it's Somerville. The Crystal Ballroom, 9:27. That's this Friday. One show only. The next day, if you're in the Connecticut area, I'm doing a fundraiser for Homes with Hope. Check that out. And then I go to Appleton, Wisconsin, October 3rd through 5th, 11th through 13th, Austin. Louisville, the 18th through 20th. Salt Lake, the 25th and 26th. Then we're into November. Oxnard, Bakersfield, Springfield, Raleigh, Chattanooga, Everett. We just added on the historic Everett Theater. North of Seattle, baby. I'm going to tour Washington so hard. Washington and California, man. I'm treating Washington like it is California. I was like, I got one right now. We're working on someone hit me up about an Ellensburg venue, and I was like, sure, I'll do it. Let's figure it out.
Play Leavenworth?
Yeah. Yes. there's a weird little Bavarian-themed town.
We have Solvang, right?
Right, yeah.
So there's a Leavenworth. I mean, that's the same
thing. I told you one time I was in the Oakland airport, and I saw an ad for Leavenworth, Washington.
Well, yeah, was it like a Bavarian, like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had their
all this
outfit
stuff
on. Yeah,
yeah,
same as they were wearing in Cabaret. No. And then December Beyond, OKC, Tulsa, Spokane, Phoenix, Indianapolis, Denver, St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, Toronto, Ontario. First time going to Toronto. I'm excited. We got a lot to get to today, everybody. You guys have been getting reviews on the pods. Thanks. Most of them just say, Mel said it didn't have to be funny. So you can put that if you want. Or you can write anything. Just say what you like about it. That's fine. This is the wrong episode. No, it's not. It's the right one. Thank you to everyone who came out in the Milwaukee area. Technically, I was in Brookfield because these improvs, they like to build out in the burbs. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin's just a fantastic comedy state. It always has been. The first club I ever performed there was under a strip club. They had an old club named Joker's. And you could hear the show upstairs.
Really?
Yep. You could hear the bass and the dancing. And you would just be downstairs bombing, being like, what are you guys doing here, man? What are you doing here? You just hear boo, boo. People are hard, you know, having a great time up there. And I'm like, it's hard to be a dad. I'm goofy again for some reason. So this was a proper improv. It was great. All the shows were fun. So thanks, Milwaukee, for coming out for my first full weekend out there. Somebody sent me an email. And it's, you know, I like when people send me these. It's this was coffee and subject coffee in MKE, Milwaukee. This is from Brittany. Hi, all Dustin. Right. Excited for your show tonight at the Improv. On a recent episode, you talked about how you like a good local coffee shop on the road. So if you have a rental car and willing to drive to Brookfield, here are some local places. Vendetta, Andenine. If you're flying out of MKE, Hawthorne, which I've been to Hawthorne. Hawthorne's great. Places I wouldn't recommend, Collectivo. That's fine that you did. I hope you enjoy your weekend here. Also, thank you for the content you put out. I've been a fan since I saw you open for Taylor Madison a few years right after I heard you on the Charlie Barron's podcast and saw you at the Improv last year. It's been cool to see your journey as a stand-up from Brittany. Brittany, thank you so much for those recommendations. I did not have a rental car. I lived in a it wasn't a hill, Hampton Inn and Suites, and I walked to the mall that this club was in, and they had a goddess, whatever they're called, cafe. It's like a Midwest that we saw them in Chicago.
They're pretty,
it's actually
awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good.
They have,
yeah,
like everything.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. They have a lot of stuff. None of it is the best thing you've ever had, but all of it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for like a breakfast with some eggs and bacon type thing, they got that. If you're looking for an
like
oatmeal,
a bowl,
an acai, a good enough cup of coffee, it's all there.
I think they have all the pastries.
A lot of pastries, a pumpkin spice cold brew type sitch. Here's the thing. I did some radio promoting. I was at the guy who was like, this isn't a mall. It's a shopping center. And he was like, I was like, is there a difference of these things? This feels a little bit like Mall Rats, the discussion of,
yeah, yeah.
you've never seen Mall Rats, but there's the discussion of whether or not is it Cinnabon or whatever the pretzel place?
Whether or not
the pretzel place is a part of the food court, because
okay.
it's separate.
Yeah.
You know?
Separate, right.
Is there a difference between a mall and a shopping center? And I'll tell you.
I think so.
Okay. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. And then you tell me first.
I think a shopping center is a parking lot and then like 10 businesses, like all combined.
Yeah.
And then like a restaurant or a to-go restaurant, like, or three in that same parking lot.
That's
a shopping center.
And let me guess what you're seeing in your mind. Bed Bath & Beyond. An Old Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Best Buy
is always one of them.
Maybe a Target.
A TJ Maxx.
Yep.
That's a shopping
like
center.
A bridal store.
There's always a David Bridles. There's always a World Cost
Petco
Plus Marketplace.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Petco.
Yep.
That's a shopping center.
Yes.
Totally agree. All right, Andy, are you in agreement with that?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
Yes.
I'm gonna go mall is indoor. That's gonna be my main.
Okay, so this is an interesting thing because here in Brookfield, it was outdoors, but it felt to me very mall-y because the stores there were a Lululemon.
Okay.
They were, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so then Irvine Spectrum, mall or shopping center?
Yeah.
I think that kind of.
I would say mall.
So you'd call that a shopping center, Irvine Spectrum?
Yeah, I don't think I'd call it a mall.
Now,
I call that a city. That thing is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
The reason I call Irvine Spectrum a mall is because you're kind of enclosed in stores.
Pull up the Brookfield.
Stores on both sides, and you're walking through, like you're surrounded
by stores.
This
is going to be one of the best discussions we've ever had on the Facebook group. Send us emails at Brookfield.
Is that it?
Irvine Spectrum.
No, Brookfield,
is
Milwaukee.
A maze.
Facebook group, emails that don't make me come back there at gmail.com. Let's get into this because what is a mall versus a shopping center? Brookfield, Milwaukee, I don't even know what it's
shopping
called.
Center.
Yeah, well.
Is it this? Is it Brookfield?
They don't
Square?
Have a website.
No. It's called. What is it called? They had a.
Well, do you want to go to the comedy
where's
club?
Where's the improv? Yeah, just type. Oh, okay. They had. Just type in Brookfield, Milwaukee, improv.
Corners?
The corners. This is what it was called. And it had a vague name.
This is okay. Very vague.
So
sign up.
Okay. That's funny. So go to Google Images. Let's look at pictures of the corners. They also had apartments there. Goofy movie. the corners of Brookfield. Yeah, here we go. So go to Images.
They're really getting
you
crazy.
Tell me if this is a mall. This is kind of showing you the actual apartments.
Okay. This is kind of reminding me of Kent Station.
Oh, what a pull. Yeah, Von Moor was there. That's a Macy's essentially.
See, the double-sidedness, that gives me mall vibes.
Yeah. So they had a Lululemon. They actually had a bunch of stores I'd never heard of. They
it's like a plaza.
Yeah.
It's kind of like would you give this to me? What's it called? An outlet mall.
Yeah.
An outlet mall is usually
outdoors. That's an interesting
outlet for me.
But it's got like a covering sometimes, like a tent or.
Yeah. The guy described it to me and I was like, this is a series of connected businesses. To me, it's whether or not everything is like in one like area uh-huh. that is meant to be walked. Like, uh-huh. I think a mall, you land in a mall with the idea that you're going to multiple places. And that's mm-hmm. different than a shopping center. A shopping center, you're going to one of the places and they happen to be attached. A mall, to me, is designed. That's the definition of a mall. You're designed to hit multiple businesses while you're there. Mm-hmm. So it's meant to flow. The walking is the key. That's my new definition.
You're not walking through a parking lot.
Yeah.
You're walking
through a mall. Is it designed to walk? And that to me is a mall. And this was designed to walk. There is parking, a little bit of parking, but a lot of it's underground. There's always a movie theater. If there is, the movie theater can be a bit of a tell. But like the Fashion Valley Mall is outside. And that is so clearly a mall. That is the most mall-y mall, especially maybe the nicest mall I've ever seen. It can't be indoor-outdoor to me because there are so many. Now, it is weird that there are there's an outdoor mall in Wisconsin. That's a terrible idea. But remember the Redmond Town Center? They built that. Is that a mall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mall.
Great.
Yeah.
I found my own definition, and you guys argue with me.
We don't need to discuss this. We got it.
Designed to walk? Is that like multiple businesses in one? Yeah.
Because a strip mall, you're walking through a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You park, you find your store.
A strip mall and a shopping center are the same thing, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because I have to subdue the title mall. To clarify, it's not a technical mall. It's a version of a mall.
Here's maybe another definition. A shopping center is a place where you are more likely to see a Spirit Halloween pop up.
Than a mall.
Though we have one of those at the Mission Valley. So there's lots of exceptions.
I was just thinking about how many times we went to outlet malls in Seattle and it was pouring rain.
Yes.
And you would run into your store and then run. You're always wet.
Always wet.
Because outlet malls do not have roofs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What confused me as a kid was like the first time I visited Washington, D.C. and I was like, oh, we're going to go to the National Mall. And you go there, and you're like, "There's no
shopping.
Wetzel's. There's no Wetzel's pretzels here. this is just a big
lawn."
So that was like, I think back to that, and so it's kind of like, "Oh, obviously the term mall means something else." Then
it is fun to see
center.
What elements of our mall childhood have continued down as great. One of the few things that have bridged the generations have been Wetzel's. I mean, our kids love Wetzel's just as much as we do. My dad still loves it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about Wetzel's on this pod.
I think just millennials, we have such nostalgia for malls. And
well, that's interesting.
And probably Gen X too, but like, I don't know if our kids are gonna.
No, our kids do go hang out at the mall though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Our 15-year-old, she's almost 15. She spends so much time at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like, I don't know. Our son would have if not for COVID. But
yeah.
It is a
Well, boys don't hang out at malls as much. You know?
Well, but it is a great public space that you're allowed to be in as a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Remember, Joel had an era where he was like getting kicked out of malls and Walmarts and stuff.
Yeah.
I think the era that the malls, like generationally, Gen X, like they really had the golden era of the mall.
Oh, yeah.
The 80s. The 80s were the golden era of the mall. But millennials, we loved the mall too. And it was just because that's when Zoomies came into existence and Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a place to go and look at stuff and grab some pretzels, and your bad friend would steal something.
Remember the candy store?
Oh.
Pay by the ounce.
Oh. Yeah. The Sweet Factory or whatever it was called.
Dippin' Dots
has been. They dropped that claim. They are no longer the ice cream of the future. They're like
we're old news.
We're just an alternative option now. But I do think that even though Gen Z this shows the staying power of malls, because Gen Z doesn't have to go to the mall, but they still like to go to the mall.
Well, they don't. I think it's good to have a place where you can hang out when you're a teenager. I was just thinking about, remember your friend worked at the engravery store?
My sister did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my sister and Micah did.
I didn't realize. I knew she worked at the mall. I just couldn't remember.
Things remembered? Because the mall has so many random stores, and it is a good place to go look for a job when you were 16, because you could just go get a bunch of applications and drop them all off. And so... that was like my sister worked at Things Remembered, and then she also remembers she worked at
Nordstrom Rack.
Yes, she worked at the E bar at Nordstrom Rack. And she also worked at Bed Bath and Beyond. So, and then
you remember she got
my buddy Micah.
She got all her CDs stolen out of her car when she was working.
What a 90s statement! My sister was working at the mall and got all of her CDs stolen of her mall out of her car. I had a mall job. I worked at the theater that was technically across the street from the mall, but it was kind of connected to the mall. Like a lot of people had mall jobs. My brother-in-law, he worked at the Orange Julius at the mall. The mall had a lot of jobs they could provide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to hang out at Borders.
Yeah. Well,
the bookstore.
Yeah.
I got kicked out for freestyle walking in the mall.
Were you wearing soaps?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like four of us were running around in the mall.
Oh man.
Just like trying to like slide on the fountains.
Soaps were these things that they made for they put what were they called? They put like little grind plates on the shoe.
Yeah.
So you could like grind but in your shoes.
Oh my gosh.
And if you thought rollerblading was lame.
Yeah. So I was too poor. I was too poor to own them. So I actually cut off pieces of hockey sticks and screwed them into my shoes. So I could do things that my friends couldn't do because they were just flat.
Yeah.
So I could just slide on flat surfaces.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the next time that you find yourself making fun of a kid for Heelys or their little wheeled backpack, just pray they don't bring up soaps. Soaps were a bad look.
You
for
had
all
that?
No, but they were around. I didn't have any expensive shoe. Those weren't cheap.
No.
No.
I mean, the
recreation
the only
based
thing,
in a shoe.
You know, I was a babysitter back in the day, so I had, which I bought with my money, I had the Doc Martens, like 2-inch.
Oh yeah.
Shoes. I mean, they were like heavier than me.
Mm-hmm.
That I would like walk around in. I had the sandals too.
Well, yeah, you were like 70 pounds at that time going into your freshman year.
I looked like
hi
a,
guys. I'm
I looked
for,
like a fourth grader.
I'm here for high school.
I'm Mickey now. Sorry, I just yeah. have.
I looked about 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, in high school.
Well, still look young, and that's nice.
It was not easy, but I found my way.
Well, I've talked to, you know, I've, you know, as a 40-year-old adult now, married to a woman, raising daughters. One of my best friends is female. What I've realized is regardless of if you look young or you look old
yeah.
or you develop early or you mm-hmm. develop late, just being a teenage girl is real hard.
It is.
Every version yeah. of it is hard. I don't mm-hmm. think one of them is easier than the other. It's just tough.
Our family ate 2.5 pounds of salmon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Wow, what a shift. That didn't relate to anything that
sorry,
I said whatsoever. I mean, no, we can go that direction.
No, I
set up a topic there, and Andy
I'm
made
so
a note
sorry.
Like this.
I'm
might.
So
no, no, no.
Sorry.
I would actually rather talk
I
about
like
this.
To ruin
yeah.
bits.
No, it's
that's,
so
like your brain is like set up punchline, set up punchline, and then I'm like, I'm gonna say this.
That was an all time shift.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's funny. It's good. It's just so funny. Because I was like, let's explore
salmon.
A topic idea yeah. together.
You
Andy,
you
Andy, Andy caught it. Andy was like, this might be a thing.
You got,
and you're like,
you,
2.5 pounds.
Salmon.
And I'm sitting there typing, and I'm like, well, that's not that much. My family does 6.
Yeah.
we, but then.
My bad.
No, it's funny. It's very funny. It was good. Yeah, thanks for the salmon.
No, okay.
No, we got other things to get to. It's all right.
Yeah.
Weekend recap. Thanks for everyone that came out. Our daughter continues to be the geography goat.
Yes.
So they set out the way she's in fifth grade, and you know you're
they
supposed
have
to
learn
like
the capitals.
You start off by learning. You do a map test every week. You're supposed to do the states, and then you do the capitals, and then you start to do other country maps. So you do like North America. South America,
Central
America, and then the islands, and then you go
the Caribbean,
to the Caribbean,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and then she's on to Asia. She's number one.
She did Europe already.
She did Europe already. She's gotten it first week every time. Like
so, every Friday she passes.
Every Friday she
test.
Just aces
yeah.
a new country's full map test.
She has 5 minutes to do it.
We have 5 minutes. She memorizes them all. It's unbelievable. She's number one in her grade, and she's like 3 countries ahead of number two,
mm-hmm.
way ahead. And she's very motivated because she's like wants to. And I was like, I would love half this motivation in math, but it's great. You take the things you can, and
this is all extra credit. She doesn't need to keep doing this.
The parent
she only had to pass.
Capitals by the end of the year.
For the U.S.
Yeah.
And states.
Yeah, she,
yeah.
it's above and beyond. I'm not even, it's like, it's you're like, girl, it's September.
Yeah.
Yeah. what are you doing this for? You can have a free 5 minutes every Friday?
No,
but
I
like
think
this
it's
week,
just the praise.
This, oh, of course, yeah. The teacher
the
this week
Ranger.
Didn't have the Asia map ready. She's like, I didn't think anyone was going to need this yet. Or had
yeah.
needed it all.
Yeah.
So she crushed it again. She figures it out, you know. She's got mnemonics. Her and I kind of sit down. It's actually a very funny thing that, like, Mel and
I,
like, Claire and I have a very
I print
specific
the maps.
Way that we, it's a good system. You print the maps, and we'll sit here, like, coming up with ideas, and we'll be like, oh, the Japan kind of looks like a J. And then you'll be like, there's, like, so this is a good example of, like, there's the islands, you know, under Japan, and then in between them. Is Taiwan. I was like, oh, well, that kind of ties them together. Japan ties them together and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, well, what are the big ones that you think of when you think of Asia? You're like, well, Russia, India, China. I was like, well, those are actually the big ones. So stuff like that. So Claire and I are coming up with these ideas. And then Mel will just shout a thing from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. I said like Tai Chi.
Yeah, you're like, I'll be like Tai Chi. And you'll be like, what? And you're like, we ate 2.5 pounds of salmon.
I'm just chopping the salmon up, shouting things.
They were like, what are you doing, Mel? too good. Very funny. So it's good. One thing that's nice about me working the road is that it's like a lot of football happens on the weekend, and so it's September. September is probably, there's an argument to be made that September and October are like the best sports months of the year, mm-hmm. because it's like playoff baseball. It's very exciting. And then football's back, college and pro. And so I've had a couple people ask me, like, do you want to do fantasy football? Do you want to be? And I keep telling them the same. I'm like, guys, I've made promises. I had to give fantasy football up. Mm-hmm. I got a little, it went a little too deep, you know? And so but it's so funny because we're in like such a gambling era right now.
Yeah.
Which,
So you get the group chat, yeah. and then you got the nights where you draft.
So anytime somebody asks me if I do fantasy football, I respond the same way. I go, I've made promises. but
you can't have it all.
You know what I heard is, so the guy that the guy that wrote Moneyball and the guy that wrote The Big Short, not the movies, those were both movies based on books.
Books.
He has a new podcast about online gambling right now, and like he's like, the effects that we're starting to see it in society, because it is crazy how much people are gambling now on their phones. Like mm-hmm. you see DraftKings, it's like so. And now listen, I listen to a lot of sports radio and watch a lot of sports. So all of it's advertised there, but
yeah.
it's like,
I mean, someone's doing it because it's like all of the advertising.
Yeah. 100%
is online gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be curious mm-hmm. to listen to it because you're like, this can't be good. Right.
So he has a whole podcast about how online gambling is bad.
Yeah. I don't know if he's saying bad. I think he's just analyzing
just it.
Yeah.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
interesting.
It wasn't the director, it was the author of the book. The director was Adam McKay.
Yeah, Adam McKay. Yeah. I was like, is that his show? Because Adam McKay also had a really good podcast before that on Gimlet. That was that they broke down all these crazy stories. And it was like super fun to listen to him like break down. So it sounded in vain. So that's why I was
saying.
But different guy. Okay.
Well, you know, you look at like, I don't know. I can't do the gambling because I'm already invested enough emotionally into sports.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need more in that world, you know?
I do think, I mean, we've been to Vegas a lot, and we know comics who who gamble and go to Vegas to gamble, like sports gambling. And I don't know. I guess it's like a really high and a really low. But
yeah, I mean,
it
that
sounds
was,
like a way to make yourself super anxious and then sad occasionally really happy. I don't know. I don't have the brain that would like get addicted to something like that.
Yeah.
But I understand the high and low behind it. Like,
I don't bet on sports because I'm a 40 year Seattle sports fan and I've been through enough loss and pain.
Yeah.
It hurts mm-hmm. enough. It hurts. Right now, the Mariners are about to miss the playoffs in a painful fashion. Mm-hmm. We had a 10-game lead in June, and we've just, like, choked it away. We fired our coach, but we're, like, still kind of not technically out of it going into the final season. And then, like, or the final week of the season, and then the Seahawks are, like, starting off good, but, like, we only, like, half believe. And then the college team I lost to our rivals. And I'm sitting here looking at this going, like, I made this joke online, but I'm sitting here looking at this, like, I wish I would have picked Disney Adult.
Yeah. Because that's just happy.
It's just happy. There's such lows and mm-hmm. pains, and it costs just as much emotionally, if not financially.
Yeah.
There are times I really wish. What was it? What's a Disney Adult's low? Cars 3?
Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a bad Disney movie comes out, mm-hmm. they don't burn a city down.
Gosh.
When a team loses a championship, cities burn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people get drinking habits. People nobody writes death threats to the makers at Pixar of Toy Story 3 because they didn't like it. But they do to the Detroit Lions coach who just had to move.
Oh, my gosh.
Because a bad call in a week 2 game. People write death threats to refs and they harass them online.
Wow.
No one's doing that because the line at Peter Pan was too long. Disney Adult is a better life. This is coming straight from the mouth of a sports fan. Disney Adult is a better, happier life. And I understand it may not be like more mainstreamy, like they're adults. It's a happier life. That's why it's weird, is because they're happy. That's what's upsetting, is the majority. It's clicking for me now. The majority, there are so many sports fans. Sports is so big worldwide, and particularly with football in America. And it's so, as Colin Cowherd always says, fan is short for fanatic. And it's so strange and off-putting to sports fans to see a Disney adult who's chosen something that just is happy. It's only happy. Like, no. It has to be misery, too. It has to hurt.
Yeah.
It has to hurt. And again, as a 40-year sports fan, particularly a Seattle sports fan, a Disney adult's a better life, man. It's a better life.
You're just like, I think there's going to be a new ride opening next spring. And then you can read up on it.
Well, Sawyer's Island's going away. So there's that.
Is it inappropriate? Is that why?
There's that story. No, they're actually getting rid of the Great American River. They're filling it in and putting in a whole new cars, land inside of the Magic Kingdom.
Whoa.
So maybe that's it.
Whoa. Another woke Disney movie.
Wait.
They got rid of the word great. It's just the American River now. Yeah. And now there's like
Lightning
a full
McQueen.
There's a full right response. Make American rivers great again. That would be a great hat to wear around Disney. Such an inside joke. Make American rivers great again.
I never knew the name of that river.
Yeah, I we're not Disney people, but we are theme park people. Like, sports are so bad. Sports life is so bad. I'd be a Knott's Berry adult.
you could become.
I'd be a Six Flags adult. I can't stand the stabbings, but
National Park adult.
I could be National Park adult. I'm teetering on National Park adult as is.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I've looked at like the magnet boards or the pin boards where you can get them and you can collect a coin. I was like, I could do that. I could do it. But our kids hate it. You know.
I know, but this is an adult activity.
That's what I'm saying. I actually think adult us will. I've told you this before. Because we went to New York recently, and you were stressed, and it was loud the whole time. And I was like, I think we just hit an age where, we've cityed up, and we all still always go to cities for work. And I was like, I'll become National Park couple. I'm not going to camp. I don't hate myself.
It was the city bikes. The city bikes, just took the cake.
And we don't have to get too much into that. I know you don't want to give you PTSD, but.
No, I do think that there's certain places that you go and they just remind you too much of work.
Well, I mean, as a stand-up comedian, yes, going to
But I did want to go.
We'll do that, yeah.
You know, I chose that trip. But,
well, it's funny because originally I was like, I really want to take you to Amsterdam. That's where I want to go someday with you. Mm-hmm. That whole city bikes. It actually might be less stressful because it's only bikes.
I don't know.
Well, you don't bike.
Well, the city bikes in New York do not stop.
No. It's a different... So, when you do a crosswalk in New York, you wait for the cars to go, who are all running the red lights, and then you wait for the line of bikes, but the pedestrians don't. It's just... David Tell's
tough for me.
David Tell's best joke on that was, in his most recent special, was like, I got hit by a city bike. It was my fault. I was standing on the sidewalk. it was an Uber Eats delivery, or as I like to call them, third responders. Heroes delivering heroes to heroes.
So good.
It's perfect. I mean, he's probably the best comedian of all time. Yeah,
you know, forgive me for not wanting to get hit by a bike.
Yeah. It's all right. But I could, I'll be National Park adult with you. I'm in. Our kids don't want to be a part of it, but. Mel, okay. Let's talk a little bit about your Saturday. First off, you got a run in.
No,
you went to Joel's race, and so you got a race in.
Well, the unique thing about cross country races is that you'll like drop your kid off at the front mm-hmm. of like where all the everyone's the starting line kind of, and then you have to go drive like a mile away and park.
Yeah.
And like walk, hike in.
This is why our parents weren't involved in our lives, man. I get it. Sometimes you'll do that as like an involved millennial parent, and you're just really pouring out, you know, sweating, parking far away.
You're lugging coolers and pop-up tents.
You know, all the kids' names and stuff, and you're like, I get why my parents didn't do this. It actually kind of helps me forgive them, you know?
It's thankless work.
It is thankless work. Our kids will never mm-hmm. know. This generation of kids will never know that, like, parents just used to not do that. Or they did.
I think it's still about 50-50.
Yeah,
because,
that's true. Yeah, 50% of the parents are there, and then 50% of the parents are on the road.
I'm
there on the week, though, yeah.
I mean, it's your choice. You're like, do you want to know your kid's whole team?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Do you want to like learn like what their PRs are? Or
and I don't mean and you're right.
And their positions.
Yeah.
And like.
Yeah, and listen, Gen X and Boomer parent. My dads went to games. Your parents went to your races. I'm not trying to throw them all off as a generation. But the point is, there is a certain level of involvement, or like. With homework or grade, like sometimes you're really laboring over your kids' report cards and you're looking at their missing assignments and stuff. And you're like, I get why a parent wouldn't do this. It's so much work.
I know.
So much work to be a parent.
I feel like I did this whole math unit.
Yeah.
Like I went through common denominator and fractions. Like the last 5 weeks. I just did
Claire's
the study guide.
Good at geography.
I'm
going to
ace
math.
The test.
Yeah.
I would ace it.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Fifth grade math.
Give me a country. Give me a map of South America right now.
No, Guatemala.
No.
Oh. You should stop. What?
2 pounds of salmon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What I was like.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say
forgive,
name a country.
Me.
I said give me a map.
I didn't hear you because I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
This is where you tell me where my hearing's going.
Oh. We'll get into that fight next week when it's a little less fresh, but.
Yeah, you're dead.
Let me ask you a question, Mel.
Okay.
Because this kind of ties in. Because we're in the thick of it with like a different era of parenting right now. But what's your like response and feeling when you see those like videos or those posts where like one day you're going to miss having toys to clean up? One day you're going to miss cleaning handprints off the window. One day you're going to miss having a noisy house. And, you know, they're like trying to do that thing like, oh, well, they're just going to be gone one day. What's your response when you see those videos? And
It's enjoy it. It goes by fast.
Yeah.
You know, or like it's like you're in the grocery store and someone's like, you used to be all cute and sweet, and now you're a monster. Like,
wait, what?
So, like, they're looking at my baby, and then they have their toddler, and they're like,
the cashier called you our kid a monster?
Okay, sorry. It's too much to explain.
You were at the store getting two pounds of salmon.
This used to happen when I had a baby.
Okay.
Is I would be walking around the grocery store, and everyone would comment on the baby.
Uh-huh.
But they would, like, twist it to be like, oh, my toddler is a monster, but they used to be so sweet and cute.
Oh, I see. You know, responding to their own kid.
They would literally.
Oh, I remember when mine was like that.
They would literally look at their toddler and be like, you used to be awesome when you were a baby.
Yeah. Well, let me put a pin in that. There are like people do romanticize the younger years.
Yeah.
And the reason they do it. The reason that people romanticize the younger years are because the last years you have with your kids around are their teen years, and those are the hardest years.
Yeah.
Difficult is not the right word. People talk about raising teens the way that people talked about Vietnam. People should wear hats like parent, teen, veteran, mm-hmm. unit 482 mm-hmm. or whatever. They're just like, oh, gosh, we were in the trenches, man.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, just, bah, 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 bah. You know, we didn't know who was the friend or foe. I lost a lot of good men those years.
I think people project whatever season of life they're in onto the parent with the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. But
to scare them.
I think it's more than that though, cuz I think you have people who are done, quote unquote, done parenting. Mm-hmm. Well, look at those younger years, and it is because, you know, kind of the nature of parenting is you kind of get a bad aftertaste because teens are so tough.
Well, and young adults. Yeah.
And that mm-hmm. it isn't sweet and fun. It's mean and at times I don't want to say violent. I'm trying to think of a different word. It's just like it's mean and it's rough and
it's visceral.
It was hard then. It hurts now because it's like, gosh, like, you remember when you were like, I had a little kid and they would say a cuss word and it was cute?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that way when they're 16. And it's not like I accidentally said the F word. It's like, no, I said it on purpose at you.
Yeah, because you couldn't say truck. Yeah, yeah, like the little kid.
I think you meant to say truck.
No,
right?
Yeah. No.
That's what
now it's you wanted a new phone and I said no. And so you meant it. So it is just kind of, people really have PTSDs of those years of teens. And I'll tell you, as someone with active teens, like, I get it.
Well,
I get it. As someone who's in kind of the war zone, yeah. I get it.
No, I think like the baby season is just, it is so short.
Yeah.
And people really idolize it.
Yeah.
Like, and anyway, you got to go in assuming the best of intentions,
mm-hmm.
which is just like, enjoy it. It goes by fast.
Yeah.
But what you really feel is like a guilt and a shame for not enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Being too tired to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then older parents are stressed. And in general, you can't talk so much about young adult and teen problems publicly.
Yeah.
You can talk more about like, oh, my baby's not sleeping.
Yeah.
And babies don't care if you complain about them.
Yeah.
So then the older parents are putting their problems on you. And
yeah.
You're like, dude, I just got started. I don't know any better. And you're raining on my parade, you know?
I think you're right. I think that all makes a lot of sense. And I do think that people have a lot of guilt about the years of when they parented teens as well,
yeah.
which makes it an even better metaphor, which makes even more sense of why they compare it to Nam. They're like, I don't know if I should have even been fighting that war in the first place. There's a lot of gray area, man.
I didn't choose this.
I thought I was best, man. I just got drafted into this. I was a kid. I was a kid myself. Part of the reason, though, I think that people respond so... Part of the reason that people... what's the word? Part of the reason that people remember the young years so fondly is they forget them because they were just so delusionally tired.
Yeah.
Like, you don't remember them as accurately because it was so long ago, and you were just tired, man. You were just all, it's like.
It felt simple.
Yeah.
It's just like feed, change,
yeah.
sleep.
There was a simplicity to it right now. You're like, oh, man, I'm really stressed that my teen's going to get home by 1 a.m., and you're like, I would love to just quietly breastfeed this child of the night.
But it wasn't simple.
It wasn't simple.
Because you
no,
didn't know
it
what
hurt.
You didn't know what you were
yeah.
doing. That's the irony.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
It's been a lot simpler if he could just, you know, latch on.
Never leave my sight.
Yeah, yeah. Little side sleeper, the side bed.
Co-sleeper.
The co-sleeper. Did you guys ever do the co-sleeper?
Yeah, I was still practically co-sleeper.
Yeah, yeah. No, Claire got in our bed last night. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad we never did the co-sleeper because I think I would have ended up there. You know? Yeah. People say that. It's so funny. I don't know what it is, but people remember those baby years. Like, oh, they were just so magical in their life. It's like, dude, you slept in the crib 3 nights a week.
Yeah, you were in a trance.
You crawled in the crib. You crawled in the crib. You slept in fetal because that was the only position available. It's all just a trance, man. You remember, you're remembering potty training years fondly? Your whole house was wet for years?
I know. But they were like, but they said the cutest things.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what it is you think back of your racing years fondly, running.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to, like, not remember the friendships and the camaraderie and the, like,
the team bonding
and the medals. You have to remember the puking at the finish line.
Yeah.
You have to remember.
Or the anxiety, like, on the line or...
Telling a parent of young children to, like, remember these years. You're going to miss these years. Cherish every moment.
Yeah.
Telling a pair of young children that is, like, yelling at a marathon runner on mile 20 who just puked with chapped nipples, being like, these are the best years of your life.
Yeah.
Remember this moment. You'll never feel better than you do right now.
You'll never get this back.
And you're telling to this to some mom who you're like, my nipples are bleeding.
Yeah.
This hurts. I'm chapped everywhere. I'm dehydrated. And yeah, I will feel better at the finish line of this, but I don't have my medal yet.
I mean, the finish line is the saddest. Right? Oh. For parenting. You gotta let them grow up.
Bye!
Yeah, bye!
Hey there, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little more of the pod. That's Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Aubrey Antis.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Dem Aris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Oh, that's my name. Well, the first part of it is. Jason and Francis Whites.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson. Go Mariners.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Steven Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Bye, everybody.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save